Well, there was a different sort of case with our next guest. He was in a car accident on the weekend. He was meant to be playing golf with TK on Sunday. Jim Pumper Cassidy, you'll do anything to miss a game of golf with TK.
Good morning, mate. No, I was even saying to the doctors on Sunday night, can I please get out tonight because I've got to play golf with TK and Laurie and Gowie on Sunday, but they wouldn't let me out.
Jim, I know you're laid up in hospital still, so we're just going to have a brief chat, and I know that you wanted to come on, and we'll talk about that for the reasons in a moment, but... Mate, you were just simply driving along after playing golf on Saturday when you were involved in a head-on accident.
Yeah, look, I just left Linwood Golf Course and was driving home, and unfortunately someone was going a little bit quick coming to a corner and didn't negotiate it that well and hit me head-on doing about 80K.
You didn't have time to really think about it, I presume?
Well, it was pretty much like riding in a race. I didn't know whether to go left or right. And when I seen he had lost control, I just sort of tried to hold me line a bit. But it wasn't the right line. And unfortunately, as I say, he hit me head on, Ben.
Can you remember it?
Yeah, look, I do. I seen everything coming. And not a good thing because in the situation, I sort of seen everything sort of flash before me. And luckily, I'm here to talk about it. So that's one good thing.
The seat belts and the airbag, how important were they?
Oh, amazing. The airbag saved me and the seat belt saved me. I'd only ever seen airbags go off on television, only accident I've ever been in and hopefully the last. But I was amazed how it did save me, and with the impact it pushed my head to the right side of the driver's window and a little bit of bleeding on the brain, but they've controlled that and everything's been cleared there. So hopefully I could be out today and then up and running in the next couple of days, hopefully.
I've been got inside the hospital there, Jim, and they tell me you're starting to get going at the nurses a little bit, mate. That tells us you're starting to feel all right.
Yeah, I was... I thought you'd get a sponge bath, but those things went out years ago, they tell me.
Hey, you're like the matron will walk in, mate.
I must say they've been fantastic. The doctors, the nurses have been absolutely brilliant. And not just for me, but the other people that have been in the ward with me have felt the same. They do a tremendous job, and we're lucky to have such good people helping us.
I know talking with your wife, Vicky, this morning, obviously concerned when it happened and all that sort of stuff, mate, but you've been absolutely inundated, both of you, since it all came out in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, look, overwhelming. I even had my great mate, Maxie Whitby, landed in London last night, and I got a text from him about 1:30 this morning saying, Pump, I heard about it, and look, from New Zealand to London to Singapore, it's been overwhelming. Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. So I just love to thank the people that have not supported me in racing, but obviously when they heard about it, it's amazing. I've been overwhelmed, very thankful.
And Jim, one final one. You mentioned there at the start about riding horses and the dangers, and we just spoke about a fall at Tamworth on Sunday that you probably don't know anything about. But
no,
these things... Yeah,
I didn't hear about that, but I've only just read about it this morning.
Yeah, look, it's thankfully over time they'll be all right. But I guess in some way with a jockey, when you fall, you half know what's going to go on. But in a car accident that's coming towards you, you got no idea, have you?
No. Well, look, I did have a number of falls when I was riding, but it's part of the job. But unfortunately, they do happen. But gee, when I was in the car, it was just so unexpected and it happened so quick and I just didn't know what to do. It was frightening, and I've just found the last couple of days been hard to sleep because all I can see is this car coming straight at me. But I'm sure over the next couple of days that'll settle down and get back into a normal routine again.
Mate, we thank you for coming on. There was no pressure, but I know you wanted to come on and sort of just thank everybody, put it out there, and I know many of our listeners will be thinking of you, Pumper. I hope that you can get home today and start annoying Vicky and everyone else at home, mate. You'll have a lot of people dropping in to see you, mate, and it's just good to talk to you and hear about it and just things with the concussion and can settle down for you.
I'll be right, mate. Clickety-clack, Pumper will be back, but it'll be on the golf course with Gowie and Flats and TK.